at the 2017 CUNA GAC with TMG's very own Pam Brodzak. How are you, Pam?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Great.
How's the show going for you so far? I know we're still in the beginning stages, but how's it going?
Last night was fun.
Yeah?
Met a lot of new people. It was great.
Good. Let's talk technology.
Sure.
How about it? Hey, technology, we're talking about how technology changes consumer behavior. I mean, it's like, you know, it's this big push, this big tidal wave, especially when it comes to financial transactions. I mean, how can you summarize that with technology changing financial transactions? Because it's so automatic these days, it seems like.
It is. We really live in a culture of now. Everybody wants their stuff now.
Yep.
You hear a song on the radio.
Me included.
Yeah. Exactly. You download it within 20 seconds, and you know it's on your phone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what's changing is everybody wants their money right now. They want real-time payments. Mm-hmm. They want to see their balances change.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. It's one click at Amazon shopping.
So can we blame it on MTV for the MTV generation for all the quick edits and things like that? Our attention span is shrinking to that of less than a goldfish or something? Or I've heard that our attention span is less than a goldfish now.
It is.
Goldfish is 9 seconds. A human is 8 seconds.
See,
I
learned something.
I blame it on MTV.
You've taught me something in this interview.
And I love MTV, or at least the old MTV. All right, we digress on the whole music thing. So how can credit unions keep up with this rapid pace? I mean, the heads must be spinning. It's changing so fast now.
Everything changes really fast, and it's having a culture of innovation.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying, what can we do? What's the next best thing? We need to look at what do we have that we can exploit,
mm-hmm.
which is what do we have that we can make better,
mm-hmm.
and then what do we need to explore?
Mm-hmm.
So what are the new things we can add to our offering, the new technology we can take advantage of, mm-hmm. to make our processing better?
Many folks think TMG is just a payments company, but in fact, it sounds like you guys are really a technology company. Is this true?
It's absolutely true. We have a very large IT and product department.
Mm-hmm.
We really value agility. We have that culture infused in our IT department.
Mm-hmm.
Flexibility, agility, we don't have to be perfect. It's how do we keep releasing and making our products better and better and better? I mean, think about your phone. How many times do you update an app on your phone?
Every chance I get.
All the time.
Yeah.
They're always out there.
Right.
And that's the mindset that we've created and this culture of innovation.
And what's
the next best thing? And how do we make our stuff better? It's no longer an enterprise system where you have to be perfect and you have to dig into the bowels of a system to make
mm-hmm.
a change, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is quick and nimble and fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the culture we embody.
Okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, I've even read stories where, like, credit unions could be considered technology companies now because we're also technology dependent now on this type of stuff.
We are, and we have to have the mindset of how do we bring the best of everything together,
mm-hmm.
and how do we look for what's new, and how do we fit that into our culture, and
mm-hmm.
how do we keep enhancing our products? We don't want to be maintainers. We want to be innovators.
Oh, we like that. Can we trademark that?
Sure.
All right. Hey, let's talk APIs, because that's every technologist person's in their Bailey, that's their wheelhouse right there.
Do you know what that stands for?
Application Protocol Interface.
Application Programming Interface.
Programming Interface.
You're very close.
Darn it. Gosh. All right. Next time. Hey, so do you advise credit unions to use or even develop their own APIs that allow consumers to access their financial info?
Absolutely. I strongly encourage
really?
The use of APIs.
Why?
Because that's the way you bring all these other apps together. You let others that are the best of class in those areas,
mm-hmm.
let them develop
mm-hmm.
it. Let them mm-hmm. be the fintechs. There's fintech startups all over the
mm-hmm.
place. And look at them and say, okay, do they offer me something that I can bring in
mm-hmm.
and I can form a strategic partnership with that company? A credit union doesn't have to develop all this stuff. They don't need to have a team of programmers.
Right, right.
The rest of us have that.
Right.
And we can develop these, and then just a simple API is a simple connection into our system.
Right.
Look at Uber. Uber doesn't even really have an app. Their app is just a bunch of APIs connecting to everything else
really?
In the back end.
Okay.
It's not their software, it's not their code. I mean, it is the GUI, the front end, but behind it, it's just the best of everything put
really?
Together.
Oh, wow, interesting. Now I'm learning something new every day. Excellent.
Perfect.
Pam, always a pleasure.
Thank you so
well
much.
Well done.
It's going to be your funniest one yet.